Pray. God of light, we come to you today, seeking the gift of your presence in our lives. Some of us prefer to linger in the shadows where we cannot see your light that tries to break into our lives. Others of us feel so isolated and alone that we cannot feel your nearness. Some of us are so weighted down by the knowledge of our faults and shortcomings that we are separated from your love for us. And many of us have built walls that block out your healing power and your abiding presence and compassion. And so we pray to you, O God, that you would come where we are and accept us as we are, with many unanswered questions in our hearts. Shepherd us beyond our hurts and fears. We are also filled with praise and thanksgiving this morning. We give thanks for the gift of family, friends, and this community of faith that provides support, encouragement, and guidance. We celebrate your blessings with those who are celebrating their birthdays, anniversaries, and accomplishments this week, today and this week. We thank you for the gift of new opportunities, new possibilities, and new chances that you continually make available to us. But most of all, we thank you for sending your Son into the world and offering us the gift of your saving grace, a grace that frees us to act in the world in the sure and certain knowledge of your love for us. We lift up our family and friends who are seeking your comfort and healing, especially the Summer family on the death of Wally. We pray for those who are seeking health and healing. We remember those who are at home or away out of town, but with us now in spirit. Especially we remember our church family on SSP mission trip this week. We pray for our country and the world as we lift up our elected officials and leaders and men and women in their services for peace and justice in our community and the world. In our act of worship, we pray that you send your light and love to surround us, embrace us, and sustain us every moment of our lives. Awaken our spirits and renew us to be your faithful disciples. And we continue our prayer as we remember those words your Son Jesus Christ gave us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory forever.